Our stay in this world is temporary, and sooner or later we will have to return to our permanent abode, which is the Akhirat. There can be no comparison between the life of this world and the life of the Akhirah. And the duration of our stay in this world, be it 60 years or 70 years, it is utterly insignificant and a drop in the ocean compared to the stay of the Akhirah. Even if a person were to be granted a long life and every conceivable pleasure a person enjoys in this world, then too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. So remember that the enjoyment of this world is but trivial in comparison with the year after. Allah says in yet another verse, قُلْ مَتَعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. The enjoyment of this world is but little, and the year after is better for those who have taqwa. The akhirah will be far better, but only for those who will find enjoyment there. Those who adopt taqwa, who suppress their base desires, who abstain from every disobedience to Allah in this world. And as for those who will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam for disobeying Allah, there will be no enjoyment for them. The worldly life will be better for them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. The world is a prison for the believer and paradise for the disbelievers. And there are various interpretations of this hadith. And one interpretation of this hadith is that even if a believer were to be given every pleasure and comfort in this world and be saved from every possible semblance of grief, but when compared to what he will receive in the Akhirah, it will be like he was in a prison in this world. And for the disbeliever, the severity to come in the Akhirah will make his time in this world, no matter how unpleasant and full of grief it may be, seem like he was in paradise. So the Akhirat is better for those who, number one, control desires, the second, by adopting taqwa. And it's only possible for someone to have taqwa if they are able to control their desires. For taqwa means to abstain from every sin, be it major or minor. And after adopting taqwa, a person is able to then prepare for the Akhirah. And he who prepares for the Akhirah, knowing that it is far better than this world, is in reality an intelligent person. Nabi Sassam said, Al-kayisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. The clever one, the intelligent one, is the one who subjugates his nafs and works for what is to come after death. So suppressing the base desires is the key to success in the Akhirah. But now the question is, how can this task be made easy? How can we suppress our desires? And the answer to that, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had outlined for us in a hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمَ اللَّذَّاتِ يعني الموت. Remember frequently the destroyer of pleasures. Remember frequently the reality of death. Remembering death frequently is a way to control desires. When we think about our inevitable death, a certain fear is created in our heart. And when this happens, we should not push that fear aside, for it is the very thing which needs to enable us to crush our impermissible desires. And it's a sign of intelligence and foresight to remember death often. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those who remember death, أكثرهم ذكرا الموت وأشدهم استعدادا الموت قبل نزول الموت أولئك هم الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. Those who remember death most frequently and who prepare the most for death before it comes, they are the clever people. They have taken away with them the eminence of this world and the honor of the year after. So every individual should take out time daily to remember death, anything between 5 to 15 minutes. If this is not possible due to negligence or a busy schedule, then you should take out at least 15 minutes per week to remember death. And the easiest way to ensure punctuality is to fix a day and a time, 15 minutes every Friday before going to sleep, or going to a secluded place where you will not be disturbed during the darkness of the night, and think about your departure from this world. Convince yourself that a day will come sooner or later when you will have to depart, and it will be sooner rather than later. Try hard to convince yourself. Shaitan in the nafs tries hard to make us defer the inevitable in our minds, prompting us to think, I'm still young. Death is still far away. You know, I'll have time to prepare. No, that shouldn't be the case. We should take out time on a daily basis and reflect on this. We need to be conscious of this reality, because death can strike suddenly